launching into hour number three of the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As always, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And by the way, just a heads up to those of you Saturday night only listeners, next week you'll be getting a live show, but it will not be hosted by Ian and Mark. Because we are going to New York City as part of the Talkers New Media Seminar Convention.
New York City!
We've got our good friend Gardner Goldsmith and my lovely lady Julia coming in to sit in for us next Saturday night, so they'll continue to bring you live content. So just because you don't hear us doesn't mean that anything has changed. It'll still be free talk live. You'll still be able to call in about anything, as you are able to right now. 1-800-259-9231. We go to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Francisco.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the recent black market in my high school.
Ooh. Okay.
Believe it or not, it's just a candy black market. But let me tell you the back story. What happened is these two kids decided that to raise money for prom, they were going to buy candy at Sam's Club. You know, a whole lot of candy.
Mm-hmm.
And sell it for a slightly higher price in the school campus.
Enterprising capitalists.
It's probably more than slightly, but this has been done all throughout high school. They were doing it when I was in high school. I graduated in 1989, so.
But is there a prohibition on candy at your school?
Well, no, but let me tell you the story. What happened is they were selling candy that was not available in the vending machines, because we do have vending machines in the lunchroom, and they became so big that they actually, quote-unquote, hired kids who were, you know, because they can't be in every lunch.
Gotcha.
They hired kids who were in other lunches to sell the candy.
So they had approved dealers. Understood.
Right. Yeah, if you will. So what eventually happened is one of the teachers who, apparently saw this go on, kind of disliked it and told the kid, you know, if you keep doing this, I'm going to have to report you.
Mm.
And the kid's response was like, well, there is no rules. There is no rule that says we cannot do this, you know?
They'll make one.
Right. Well,
they'll just interpret the rules differently.
Yeah.
Right. So what ended up happening is the students kept selling, of course, because they were making money to go to prom. And, the teacher once again saw him, took him to the principal, and all the students were suspended for 2 days.
Wow. For what reason?
I thought that was a little harsh for selling candy.
What was the charge?
Insubordination?
Yeah, by the way, they weren't suspended for selling candy. They were suspended for disobedience.
Yes.
Now, what was the charge?
I'm not sure. I believe it was insubordination.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's the catch-all for when you're in school.
Yes. When I give you an order, no matter how ludicrous or against the rules it might be, you must follow it.
And it's like an early version of disorderly. It's like an early version of disorderly conduct.
Yeah. So what ended up happening is they created, a black market in candy.
Mm-hmm. It went underground.
Right. Kids were bringing in the candy, you know, in their pockets, and still selling, of course. Guess what? The prices went up.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Just
the
like in the world.
Prohibition's always
you know?
The same. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, gambling, prostitution, or candy sales. It's always the same results from prohibition.
Right. So, and guess what? One of the students who was just playing a joke on the person selling the candy said out loud, "No, I don't want any candy." So the teacher came over and took the student to the principal's office. And they again got suspended for, you know, they kept selling the candy. What eventually happened is there became a little candy gang, believe it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, when is the violence going to come into the picture? Because I guess you can get candy elsewhere, so it's not a truly restricted marketplace and it's not a true prohibition. But inevitably, with the black market, things get a little shifty.
Right. A student actually got beat up in the bathroom.
Wow.
Because, you know, he walked into the bathroom, the students just walked in after him casually and told him, you know, if you ever do that again, we'll get you harder.
Wait, it was the snitch that got beat up.
Right.
Yeah, well, right. Snitches get stitches.
Well, he wasn't intending to snitch, but he was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was just playing a prank, you know, he was just like, no, leave me alone, I don't want any candy, loud enough for the teacher to hear him.
I guess.
I just found this very interesting because I was kind of like, watching this from far away happening, you know, I saw all these kids, you know, and I was like, when I saw him doing this, I bought some candy from him because I thought, you know.
You're criminal.
I thought, you know, he's making some money and he's doing it a good way. Maybe, you know, he's a young entrepreneur, so I figured, you know, why not help his business? And it was just interesting watching this all from far away, you know.
Yes, as wise and experienced as you are in all things free market, I see where you're coming from. Because do you think most of the kids understand that your co-students there, your fellow students, do they understand that what they are experiencing is a little mini prohibition?
Some do. A lot don't. I speak to a lot of the kids, and they're like, "Well, you know, you shouldn't have been doing that," or, you know, "Well, that's what they deserve." So,
of course.
I mean, the kids just saw a need. The candy was not provided in the vending machines,
and they filled that need regardless of what the punishment might be. I mean, they were already suspended once, but they saw that the profit motive was so
lucrative.
Yeah, it was so attractive that they decided to keep doing it, and it's not going to stop, is it?
No, I don't believe it is. I don't believe it is.
Next thing you know, they're going to hire they're going to bring some kids in from another district. They're going to set them up as confidential informants or undercover officers. I mean, they could go as crazy as they want to with this. They probably won't go that far. But nonetheless,
right.
It is a great example, a little miniature recreation of a prohibition. And
right,
it should
yeah.
be very instructive to people that are paying attention to it.
Well, I'm trying to point it out to some of the kids, you know, but...
Maybe you could write something up for, like, the school newspaper. You think they would print it?
You know what? That's funny because I actually run the school news.
Oh, how convenient.
And I'm actually going to do a report on that. This is my last year, so I'm going to...
Awesome.
I think that's going to be my ending report, you know, my end of the year thing.
I think they'd make a great front page article.
Yeah.
Send it over to me when you get that done, because I think that'll be fun.
Well, it's a video. I mean, I'll put it on YouTube. And,
Cool, man. Well, thanks for the story tonight, Francisco. Good hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. And congratulations in advance on getting the hell out of there. This last year in government high school.
Government indoctrination centers.
Yeah. What an awful place. 1-800-259-9231. Do you have any candy prohibition stories you want to share with us?
You know, I was reading online how the trend of what they call homeschooling, but essentially kids are taking online high school, is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's growing in affluent demos.
Yeah.
So essentially, people, you know, affluent being more well educated, smart, rich people are saying, "I've had it with this whole government school thing. I'm getting my kid out," and they're letting kids learn online at home, where they don't get beat up in the bathroom, and they don't get cussed at, they don't have to raise their hand to go to the bathroom, and they don't have to go report to homeroom so they can get counted like little bits of little convicts. You know, when you take out the time between classes, the school lunchroom thing, the commute back and forth, the amount of time they spend just indoctrinating the kids to sit there and shut up, and all the other things, raise your hand.
Sure.
When you take all that stuff out, I wonder how much learning time really goes on, and how much of it, when you take out the reading to yourself in class time, boy, you can do that anywhere, and it'd be a lot more comfortable in that plastic chair.
Oh, gosh. You know, looking at the candy prohibition as an example of prohibition is very, very interesting, very instructive, especially when you take the point, as he mentioned, that the government has their own vending machines.
Yeah.
The school has their own vending machines.
They're crushing competition.
Yeah, in which they sell candy, so they are essentially being hypocrites. I mean, they're saying, well, you can't have candy except if you buy it from our vending machine.
Well, this is really good instruction for high school kids, because then they're ready for the real world when they realize that the government will allow you to gamble as long as it's on their lotto.
Yeah.
But when it's not, just going harkening back to the story that we read in the beginning of the show, if you start gambling with your friends without a permit, you're going to jail.
Or you're allowed to alter your consciousness as long as it's with the illegal products like alcohol,
caffeine.
But altering your state of consciousness with anything that's illegal is a problem. Let's continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to actually, we're going to do that here in moments. Coming up, we will get back to your calls about anything, and still to come tonight, 800-259-9231. I've got an email from a police instructor. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get to it, but it is something that will blow you away. And if we don't get to it tonight, we'll certainly get to it within the next week. And if you don't get the weekday program, call your local talk station. Ask them for more free talk live. I'm sure they'll appreciate hearing from you. More on the way, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And get on the list for free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Gil Edwards of Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 800-685-3314. You don't want to leave the government to take care of your family. 800 685-3314. Termco Life Insurance.
As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Mike in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just wanted to comment about how you guys are full of many outrageous, blaring contradictions.
Okay, pick one.
Knock my socks off.
I just wanted to set you guys off. Hey, you know, I was thinking about, you know, neither one of us could build an atomic bomb in 30 seconds, you know what I mean?
Nope,
probably not.
And so it's really like the ant trying to explain to other ants how you can build a skyscraper, you know, in a month.
You're talking about speaking of religion, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, we judge this, we judge what we don't know. You know, I mean, our minds are so small that it would take, you know, many hundreds, if not thousands of people to come together to build an atomic bomb, and it would take several years, you know? I mean, North Korea has just now accomplished it after 50 years. So when people start saying, well, I think religion is this, or I think this or that, I think the most fundamentally attacked source of real good historical doctrine is the Bible. And I dare you
historical
to find a fault.
Doctrine.
Yeah, I dare you to find a fault in the Bible. Like, for instance, that guy's a pantheist, right? Well, pantheists are all cannibals. I mean, not literally
pantheists
cannibals, but basically
are cannibals
because if everything is God and you're eating yourself, you know what I mean? When
yes,
you eat food,
you would be, you know? if you want to look at it that
the
way.
The Bible says that you're all in all, that even Paul, it's, you know, in one of his books there, it says that, you know, God is all in all. So therefore, that, you know, the philosophy holds true for Christianity, too.
Well, yeah, the most advanced science right now is saying that there's evidence of a creative particle in every single piece of the universe, whether it be a sun ray or it be a stem cell or whether it be a piece of the rock, you know. And so they're saying that, well, for instance, wherever I go, I leave skin flakes, hair follicles, fingerprints, saliva, blood. I mean, we've got, what, 3 or 4 shows on TV that are the best-selling, watched shows because they're forensic science, right? And it's all about how they can find out that this guy did the murder because he left this there and this, that, there, right? Well, basically what science is coming to a head is that they're discovering God on their own. Because God's
Look,
DNA,
I don't disagree that God exists. I disagree that the Bible is in any way consistent.
Well, find something that's not consistent in the Bible.
God is a God of love, but he suggested that Joshua go in there with his troops and kill every man, woman, and child down to the sheep in AI.
Okay, so you're going to define love, right? Because you just
love
say God
is killing people. Are you out of your mind?
Well, I didn't say I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. I'm just here to tell you that you're defining what love is, and so we have
if
to work.
If God
with
says
your
love is killing people, I
don't want
be,
that God.
We need a new God.
Well, for instance, you can answer this any way you want, but I hope you answer it truthfully. If your partner there on the radio show, because I'm not going to say, you know, I'm just not going to get too complex, but look at the other guy and think, oh, my gosh, he just killed my entire family. Am I going to give him a hug or am I going to pound him to death?
I understand the reaction, but AI didn't attack the Israelites. God was taking.
Oh, but you know what AI did was they were sacrificing their children after they had sex with their children. They were doing mutilation to each other, cutting off women's stuff and men's stuff, and they were doing all.
I'm sure that's what they said to rally the troops before they sent them in.
It was, if you watched Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, that is what the Canaanites were involved in, and that is why Israel feared going in there. For 40 years, they hid out in the desert because they were scared.
There's no historical evidence, whatever, that the Israelites were had wandered the desert after they left Egypt.
Well, the reason was is because the land of Canaan was filled with such detestable acts against each other.
There's no historical evidence that the Israelites conquered the land of Canaan. The only historical evidence is that they were there at all the whole time, and that some of them were in Egypt. Okay. The fact is, the Israelites got there. You can disagree all you want. It's bad history.
No, it's not. You can go to the Greek
source. You got it from the Bible. It must be true. Hey, do you know
who wrote the Greek sources and Roman sources that have nothing?
Before you go on, do you know who edited the Bible?
Edited the Bible?
Edited. Where did the Bible come from?
Well, the same Bible that I got in front of me right now was just unearthed 50 years ago in some caves outside of the Dead Sea. And it turns out it's worse.
That was a Gnostic
Bible
full of heretical documents. If that is not the same same Bible that you that was unearthed, because it had all kinds of heretical gospels in it that you would say were terrible, because they weren't decided on by some guy in Constantinople in 400 A.D.
Actually, I know a little bit more about this. They weren't actually all Bibles. They were commentaries and historical books. It was a library that was hidden from the Romans, because the Romans came in to wipe out any historical evidence, to blot out.
Not true. It was the church coming after the Gnostics. You are mistaken, sir. The Romans didn't have anything to do with that.
Let's go back to biblical contradictions here. You said you wanted some of them, and I'm sure our atheist friends could call in and pull them out of a hat.
Well,
because
there
are plenty of them.
You're an anarchist, right?
I am a free marketeer. I am a voluntarist.
And so you have an agenda to support your position, which requires to discredit any order or thought that goes against your position. To state your support, you have to go after teeter-tottering scientific theories that, you know, grab weight 1 year and then they're out of favor the next year and fall apart every decade.
What does that have to do? What does that have to do with voluntarism or anarchy, as you put it?
It comes back to the word contradictory, because obviously
contradictory.
I've read the Bible. I cannot find contradictory evidence.
You're not looking for it.
You haven't read any of the other.
You don't know what I'm looking for or not.
What does the Bible say about incest? Who's read the Bible, what does it say about incest?
Incest is wrong.
It says that in the Bible?
What's that?
It says that in the Bible?
Yes, it says incest.
What about Lot?
What about Lot?
He had sex with his daughters.
Well,
at God's behest.
He was basically raped.
His daughter raped him?
If you read the Bible, he was unconscious.
Well, it's my understanding that they were instructed to reproduce with their own
father. No. What happened was he was full of misery. He was drunk. His two daughters said to each other, "Look, we're the last survivors on Earth. We have to repopulate it." And they came from a city that was a little worse than San Francisco. I mean, it was.
It's my understanding that God instructed them to do those things. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hey, I'm just giving you one example. Incest is bad, but then there it is happening in the Bible at the behest of Jesus. 1-800-259-9231, or God, or whatever, they're the same, right? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out, for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it, a little more than moments remain. We've got a sixth of the show left. Anyway, 800-259-9231, Saturday edition of the program. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'm all distracted here looking at a list of biblical contradictions. For those that are actually interested in getting something like that, all you have to do is Google it. Biblical contradictions, you'll find all manner of them.
My favorite is the, this was given to us by our producer, and Ian said, hey, can you imagine some guy using that as an excuse today? Hey, some angels visited me and told me that because God killed my crazy wife that I should get drunk and have sex with my daughters. Yeah, that's not going to go very far.
Well, the last caller was suggesting that in the case of Lot, that his daughters did that to him, and you know, wasn't God that told them to do it. But they put that story in the Bible. Was that to titillate? I mean, what was the point of that? What's the point of including that story?
I can hardly imagine.
I don't know either. Anyway,
the guy who edited the Bible edited which books went in, not the verbiage of the books. I'm sure that it would have been a lot more cohesive if he had.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions for your sensitive skin or sensitive scalp. Unicure has been sold in top salons since 1973, and now it's available to you. I've been using Unicure for the last year now, and it works great for me. I use it as a conditioner, as a hair styling gel, and as a face conditioner. It's unicure.com. You can get it at 888-UNICURE, unicure.com.
All right, let's continue here. Kevin is on the line and listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Kevin.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
First, I wanted to say I agree with most of what you guys say when I have a chance to hear you. I'm not able to listen to you as much as I wish I could, but when I get to hear you guys, I agree with probably 95% of what you say. But just had one little comment about religion. My take with Christianity on, and I'm no expert on the Bible. I'm sure you guys probably even know more about it than I do.
Not me.
But,
Mark might.
Well, I spent 7 years in prison. I had a lot of, and almost 9 years in prison. Had a lot of time to read. Go ahead.
My thing is Christianity as a movement is just the belief in peace and in God. And
it's not even close to that. Christianity seems to be the religion about going over to the Middle East and killing people. I mean, if you talk about...
Christianity over the years has been used for many different things.
Now. Are you telling me that all those guys in the military over there right now aren't Christians? You can't say people that pick up guns to kill other people and call themselves Christians are for peace.
All right. Let me back up a second.
Sure. Go ahead.
Over the years, Christianity has been used to justify many causes that it is not meant to justify.
I'd agree with that.
And when you misuse something like that, you're not a true Christian.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Now, what if the vast majority of people that called themselves Christians misused it to justify bad actions?
Part of the reason why the Christian movement has had so much and is having so much problem is because most people don't even realize that they're misusing.
Right. Could it be that the religion that is Christianity today, and I'm not saying that the same one that that was, you know, when 100 years after Jesus died, because it's the religion has morphed a great deal since then, could it be possible that that religion that is called Christianity today, Protestantism or evangelism or whatever, is so corrupted that it's not worth saving?
No, I don't believe that. We can get into another one because I also don't believe that our government is so corrupted that we can't save it.
I know.
I've got my own business. I have failed plenty.
Yeah, not a performing government, though.
But I know that out of the ashes, always the phoenix will rise if you...
Let's get to the ashes part, because the government isn't near ashes yet. I would love to see the government in ashes.
Well, I understand that, and I agree with you. But,
Kevin, your phone's breaking up, my friend. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to X listening in South Carolina, also to WSCFM. Hello, X. Got to turn down that radio, please.
Yes.
You are on the air, but you need to get away from the radio in the background.
Yes.
Okay. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
X now. Go.
And X, you are on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to make a comment about the Bible stuff.
Okay, please.
You're really completely incorrect because you're reading a Christian Bible, and probably you should check out the Torah.
The what? The Torah?
And preferably in the Hebrew, because... if you read the Hebrew Bible or the translation, the translation that comes with the Hebrew, you will get a completely different idea.
I believe that.
That may very well. I do believe that's true. Now, my question to you is this: will I go to hell if I don't?
I'm sorry?
Will I go to hell if I don't do what you're suggesting?
Hell is a Christian invention.
I agree with that entirely. And I absolutely agree with everything you say. Thank you.
Any other thoughts?
but check out the Hebrew Bible. You learn much more.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take the time to learn Hebrew.
Well, a good friend of mine is Jewish, and you know, it's a much more tolerant religion that doesn't send people to hell.
Whether you're Jewish or not. You want to get it from the original.
The source,
and
yeah.
Everything else is
it's a translation of a translation, and
somebody's opinion.
But really, if you want to do it right, you need to also go ahead and read, you know, stuff about Buddha and stuff about the Muhammad, and you really should go all over the place.
I've heard that the King James Bible was good.
You're right about that one. But if you want to comment about Lot, perhaps with his daughters, the caller was correct. The daughters of Lot were under the impression they were the last inhabitants of Earth, and it was not God's commandment, but they took it on themselves. Because they thought they were the last people on this earth, and everybody else was.
So incest is okay as long as you're the last.
No, God didn't. She didn't say it was okay.
Well, if it wasn't okay, what happened to those girls?
Of course, it wasn't right. But when you continue and you study the Torah, you will know that the Amorites and the the children of those girls were not really very much appreciated.
Really? I didn't realize you had the story, their story continues later on in the Bible?
It continues, exactly. But, you see, from a little bit of information, you get the wrong impression. And in Judaism, all those, you know, for example, all of these prophets have a chip on their shoulder. And if you don't have a chip on your shoulder, you become arrogant. Okay, and God made this so that people who were leading the Israelites would not be arrogant because they were faultless. And so everybody had faults. And that was for the reason that people wouldn't feel that they were the best people in this whole wide world, and so they were...
Yeah, I think we need less arrogance out there, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
King James Bible is good enough for Jesus. It's good enough for me.
So basically she's saying that all you Christians out there who are so adhered to your precious Bible, you're reading what has essentially been mistranslated, something that's not the original source, and leads people to arrogance, right? Is that what you're saying?
Sounds close enough to me.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. I doubt very many Christians are going to take her up on her suggestion, though, to actually go and read the original one. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even the remaining moments which are coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of the nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Not going to bother giving you the number. The lines are loaded up with people trying to get in here in the remaining moments of the show. We'll do our best to get to you if you're on the line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Or in this case tonight, we're talking about theology, because anything goes on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. So let's continue with your calls and go to Rob, listening to WKBK in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Great to talk to you. You know, I've been following you and you guys around here for a while. But as far as the theologian, we can talk about that. But as far as the theologian thing goes, you know, it's a man-made thing as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
And you know, it's been corrupted and used and abused, just like every other thing in the culture of our lifestyle has.
The history of organized religion has been man controlling man. I mean, that it seems to me is to be the number one purpose to organized religion.
Right, right. Thanks for helping me out.
What did I help you with?
Huh?
What did I help you with? I'm sorry, just...
No, you help coax me along to what I feel is right, and the people around here, they don't want to hear it.
Oh, you're talking about the activism up here in the Keene area. Of course, freekeene.com is it's my blog site, and we've got all kinds of liberty-minded people moving up here to New Hampshire, and specifically Keene. And what you're referencing is there are some people around here that don't like all these upstart political and apolitical activists coming in here and talking about freedom.
Some people. Some people, a lot of them don't.
Yeah. Well,
and I commend you for it.
You can't make everybody happy, you know?
The rabble needs to be roused, you know?
Hey, I'm with you. I know there are a lot of people out there that are on the side of freedom. It's just that they're a little too intimidated by the men and women in the government in order to do something about it. So, you know, we don't mind being on the front lines and taking care of that end of things. And it's always nice to be out and doing activism and getting people to drive by and honk and wave and show that they do appreciate what it is that we're doing. So I appreciate hearing from you in that way, Rob. Any other thoughts tonight?
Because because I realize I'm not a Democrat or I'm not a Republican. I realized that years ago.
Yeah, anybody who sits down and thinks for a little while, especially today. Especially today when it's so...
I'm not either one of them.
Yeah, especially today when it's so obvious. It's so obvious today that they're all the same, isn't it? Isn't it just anybody that looks closely at the situation for just a few minutes should be able to determine that the Republicans and Democrats are just two sides of the same coin, and that coin is a criminal coin that's trying to rob you and steal from you and control you. Thanks for the call, Rob. I'm glad you're out there. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to, I believe we have Jeremy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, great to talk to you again. Loud and clear in Alaska. Loud and clear. Check, check.
What's on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Well, you know, I was thinking about how Paul said it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And when all the pictures of Jesus see it, so is he's calling his master a shame.
That sounds like another biblical contradiction to me.
What's up with that noise? I mean, if I have a master, I damn sure ain't going to call him a shame. But, hey, the roast of bear butt is good here. Come on up sometime. I'll treat you to a steak.
You guys eat bear butt in Montana?
Well, y'all.
Yeah. But, no, it's not bear butt. It's butt of bear.
Butt of bear. It's a little classier when you say it that way.
Yeah, you got to do it Viking style, or it doesn't work.
Hey,
Attila the Hun was the greatest warrior that ever lived because he didn't put up with none of their Roman Catholic crap. He just went in there and tore them a new one.
Let's talk about bear butts some more. I'd like to know, is that the best part of the bear, or are there more select portions?
Well, it depends on how long you cook it. I mean, the backstrap is the best, but if you roast a butt, a bear on a grill for long enough and then put it in the crock pot. As long as you spice it and marinate it good, it comes out just like beef. I mean, it's got real grainy, you know, tendons and
Bears taste different from black bears, taste different from polar bears?
Well, you want to get the early spring young bears. You don't want to get the ones
you
want to
kill baby bears? Oh, that's horrible. They're so cute.
Well, you want the young ones because the old ones, they like, before they go into hibernation, they taste like fish, but in the spring they taste like berries and pine needles.
We have never talked about eating bears on this show. This is new territory.
Because I never have.
I figured it's been a while since I talked to you guys, so I better bring up something interesting. And the cod
topic.
And the salmon and the crab here is so succulent, you lose your mind.
You are quite a pitch man for Montana there, Jeremy. I have to say.
Oh, yeah, but now I'm for Sarah Palin because the way the media pooped on her. I'm hoping Ron Paul and Sarah Palin can get together.
She's just another control freak, dude. That's all she is.
You think so?
Yeah, she's another control freak.
She doesn't control nothing out here where I'm at. There's no city government in here.
Really?
In this town.
Don't you live in Kalispell?
No, not anymore. I moved to the great state of AK. You got to love a state
you're not
with
actually
the initials.
Oh, that's why you were referencing Alaska. I'm sorry. I thought you were still in Montana.
Well, I had to leave that poop hole.
Thank you.
Thank you
for that.
Well, I almost slipped up.
Well, good hearing from you, man. And call your local Alaska talk stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. And thank you for the call tonight.
It's all homegrown, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
okay?
That's why you moved up there, because you can illegally possess a 3K. Yeah, I caught you. And that's okay, too, because I appreciate
it. Take care, guys.
Thanks,
love you.
Thanks, Jeremy. 3/4 of a pound? Isn't that what you can carry up there? Personally, you can have like 3 ounces.
Pound here in New Hampshire legally, and I wouldn't be able to possess any because my wife says no.
3 ounces, I think, is what it is, or at least the last time I heard in Alaska marijuana. All right, let's go to the amp line and talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think this is Alex in New Jersey.
It's Alex. Okay, Alex, what's on your mind?
All right, Linux sucks and Windows sucks. FreeBSD is the best operating system out there, and I'll prove it to you because China has released a new operating system for its government that is based on FreeBSD, and it's scaring the crap out of the U.S. government.
So because China chose FreeBSD, it's the best operating system?
Oh, well, it was always the best operating system, but China choosing it just reinforces my beliefs of how secure and how great FreeBSD is.
I don't know why it would be that a government's choice of operating system would reinforce anything in your mind.
Oh, well, I think that China obviously has competition with the United States, and I think that they're going to choose the most secure operating system they can in order to get a leg up on the United States.
I think that competition between governments also promotes some kind of good things, even though it promotes a lot of bad.
Yeah, I can't argue with you as far as the free BSD versus Linux versus OS 10 versus Windows things. I just don't know enough about it.
FreeBSD knocks Linux out of the water.
So we'll take your word for it. Thanks for the call, Alex. 800-259-9231 to James in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. James. James in Louisiana.
Oh, hey,
hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to talk about free market parking meters.
Free market parking meters. Go ahead.
Yes, I think you were talking about it this morning, and I think that whoever owns the road with the parking meters on it should have control of the parking meters and how much they charge and whatnot.
I agree completely. I think that all property should be privately owned, and then each private property owner should decide what kind of parking situation they desire. If they want to have no metered spaces, no meters. If they want to put up tow warning signs, put up tow warning signs. If you want to have meters, put up the meters. And then the marketplace would decide what works best and what doesn't.
Precisely. And, but a bear sounds delicious.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
James, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
I got about 20 seconds.
Oh, it's Jamie in Kentucky. Oh, I'm so sorry. You got such a short shrift here. Jamie, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing super, man. People were just asking about you in the chat room tonight. What happened to Jamie in Kentucky? And voila, there you are.
Yeah, here I am. And I've been hearing what y'all been talking about.
Yeah, about it.
And what about it?
Yeah.
Well, why y'all want to be so arrogant?
What? We're talk show hosts, first of all, but what do you mean arrogant? In what way?
I mean, you're arrogant. You don't have to be arrogant, you know. Piss off your callers.
Hey, I don't piss anybody off. If you want to choose to be upset, that's up to you. It's all in your mind as far as how you decide to be, Jamie. So if you're feeling upset, you've no one to blame but yourself. If you want to call me arrogant for saying that, okay, we're out of time. Call us back some other time. We'll get into it in more detail. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online between now and Monday night at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy, safe, and fun rest of your weekend. It's Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.